This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
It's more than 384,000 kilometres from Earth. We can see it most nights, and it's not made of cheese. I am, of course, talking about the Moon. Astronauts have taken giant steps to explore this natural satellite floating in space. But despite it being out of reach for most of us, it still moves us in mysterious ways. The Moon obviously provides moonlight. A full moon, seen roughly once a month, can light up our way on an otherwise dark night. But while this lunar light can be impressive to look at, it can affect our sleeping patterns. One study showed that during or around the full moon, those studied spent less time in deep sleep, slept for less time, and reported having poorer sleep, despite sleeping in a dark room not exposed to moonlight. There are many theories about how the moon can affect other things too. One study suggested animals are more likely to bite us during a full moon. And many moons ago, it was thought the moon induced lunacy. The word derives from the Latin word lunaticus, meaning moonstruck, and evolved from the idea that celestial changes could cause periods of insanity. Even winemakers look to the moon when planting and pruning grapevines. They will avoid a full moon at all costs because, although the added moisture in the soil at this time may give a fuller and juicier grape, the additional water is thought to dilute the taste of the fruit, which results in a less successful vintage. The moon might affect our behaviour too. Writing about this for BBC Future, Claudia Hammond explains one interesting theory. Just as the moon's gravitational pull affects the tides, it exerts its influence on the water in our bodies. But she points out, the moon is smaller than the Earth, so its gravitational pull is correspondingly less powerful. What's more, it exerts the same force on us regardless of whether it's new or full. Research into ancient myths about the effects of the lunar cycle on us is ongoing. So, like the moon being made of cheese, we must be careful what we believe.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.